Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Addressing the labor crisis facing American agriculture has never been more important. The letter noted the need for the House to pass legislation to preserve agriculture's experienced workforce by allowing current farm workers to earn legal status. For future needs, legislation must create an agricultural worker visa program that provides access to a legal and reliable workforce.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The visa program needs to be market-based and have the flexibility to meet the needs of producers, including those with year-round labor needs, such as dairy and livestock. The letter also noted that an agreement reached by agriculture employers and worker groups earlier this year helps meet the labor needs of agriculture, both now and in the future.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In addition, the Senate has passed an immigration reform bill that included changes that were supported by a broad coalition of agriculture interests. The National Cotton Council will continue to be engaged in this issue as the House moves legislation forward.